This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a, quote, huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with, quote, hostile acts. The statement made a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces from Afghanistan, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision, even as the situation rapidly deteriorates and the Taliban accelerates its gains across the country. His defense of his administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals Monday and Tuesday in a push across much of Afghanistan after taking large areas in the mostly rural countryside. Biden said again Tuesday the same argument he has pushed for months, that the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He says the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces, and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Authorities in Algeria said Tuesday wildfires fanned by blistering temperatures and tinder dry conditions have killed at least 42 people, adding they allege the fires have criminal origins. Late Tuesday, the toll stood at 25 soldiers and 17 civilians killed. The defense ministry claims soldiers saved 110 people, men, women, and children, from the flames. State radio in the North African country reports three, quote, arsonists were arrested in relation to the fires. More than 70 have broken out in 18 states across the north of the country. Algeria joins a string of countries to be hit by major blazes in recent weeks, including Greece, Turkey, Cyprus, and the western United States. Facebook said on Tuesday it had removed a network of accounts from Russia that it linked to a marketing firm which pushed anti-vaccine content about the COVID-19 jabs. The social media company said it had banned accounts from a Britain-registered Russian-operated marketing firm for violating its policy against foreign interference. Facebook says the campaign used its platforms primarily to target audiences in India, Latin America, and to a smaller extent, the United States. False claims and conspiracy theories about COVID-19 and its vaccines have proliferated on social media sites in recent months. Major tech firms like Facebook have been criticized by U.S. lawmakers and President Joe Biden's administration, who say the spread of online lies about vaccines is making it harder to fight the pandemic. There were demonstrations nationwide in Poland on Tuesday against a bill widely viewed as an effort by the country's nationalist ruling party to silence an independent U.S.-owned television broadcaster that is critical of the government. Technically, the bill would prevent non-European owners from having controlling stakes in Polish media companies. In practice, it would push American company Discovery to sell its controlling stake in TVN, a network with many channels that operates the all-news station TVN24 and has a flagship evening news program watched daily by millions. On Wednesday, Parliament is set to debate and vote on the bill, and it appears to have a high chance of passing. And the World Health Organization again stressed frustration in what it sees as the moral outrage of rich countries hogging vaccine supply while developing nations struggle to immunize their most vulnerable populations. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.